Alexandria Zabraskis is in her second semester in the welding program at Illinois Valley Community College. She's just got one more semester before she earns her first certificate. She first took welding for fun with some friends and her dad, but now she's thinking that welding could be more than a hobby.
Maybe get into a career, but I'm also just having it as like so I can have a certificate just to have it.
Either way, she thinks that a career in a vocational field makes the most sense for her instead of a four-year degree.
I think it's easier like to get into a trade and actually like start making money rather than like, I mean, that's my opinion, is to go to get a trade instead of going to school and getting in so much debt. Just rather go into a trade and make some money right out of it.
She's not alone in that line of thinking. In fact, the state of Illinois is starting to catch on to the potential these technical programs offer. In his most recent budget, Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed a $5 million boost to K-12 vocational funding. During his campaign, he often spoke about the need for technical training, even visiting several schools to talk about it with local leaders in the state. And even though the funding is K-12, the impact of that funding will be felt at community colleges like Illinois Valley, who are heavily investing in their vocational programs. From welding to nursing to agriculture, they're seeing growth in student interest and in actual jobs available in those fields. They're even expanding, adding a new cybersecurity program next year. Shane Lang is the Director of Workforce Development at IVCC. He says a strong economy and low unemployment are fueling the development in these areas.
Yeah, every one of the programs that we offer in my division, Workforce Development, is either steady for job growth and or very bright. So there's going to be a job when the students, when they graduate from the programs with the skills.
In some cases, there might be too many jobs available.
One of the things that our local industry, they're telling us, we just don't have enough students for them. There's many jobs, and there's a deficit in the employees or the knowledge that's out there right now.
That's becoming a bottom line issue for some companies, especially manufacturers. Lang cites stats from the Association for Career and Technical Education.
80% of those manufacturers say that they're going to experience some sort of talent shortage that's going to affect what they can produce.
In light of that, some manufacturing companies in IVCC's area are partnering with the school to shoulder some of the financial load to get students into these fields and into their workforce. That is according to IVCC President Jerry Corcoran.
If you are a good candidate for them, they'll provide half the costs for you to get through the program, and as soon as you graduate and you get a job with them, they'll provide you the other half as a sign-on bonus.
That sort of thing happens in healthcare programs like nursing as well, where the program is often overflowing with applicants. Illinois Valley has partnerships with local hospitals where they underwrite the cost of an instructor and allow students to do clinical work there. And then, in return,
that way they get first dibs on our graduates, and they get a chance to make sure that they are going to hire people that are well-prepared.
IVCC's student body continues to change. In most of their vocational programs, the split between traditional college students and adult learners is about 50-50. Often those adult learners are already working in that profession and coming back to grab another certification. The average age of an Illinois Valley student has actually fallen in the last couple of years, down to around 22 or 23. Their vocational programs keep transforming as well, mostly to accommodate new technology. Lang says that people are worried about automation, but the jobs that'll disappear will be the low-level ones, not the sort of careers they train for, like in the automotive program.
All right, do you want to just say your name and who you are?
Art Kadelka, automotive instructor, Illinois Valley Community College.
He's been with the school 30 years and agrees that his trade is evolving.
I think it's like a lot of vocational areas. We have a lot of older guys that are aging out. Typical, you know. Some of the new technology that's coming in is maybe pushing some guys out. We need students that want to come in and be trained and go into the field and continue to learn, because obviously our area is going to continue to change.
As for other technology-oriented programs, Lang says the new cybersecurity program is an obvious choice.
It's actually one of the biggest growing career fields. Looks like there's going to be 28,000 jobs nationally going into next year for career, cybersecurity. And it's one of the careers, a two-year career, where you can have a huge median salary. So it's somewhere around $95,000 a year for somebody with a two-year degree in that area.
At Illinois Valley and across the state, schools are having to work to raise awareness for these options outside of a bachelor's degree. They've held career expos with an area career center, and they visit local high schools and middle schools to talk to them. Lang says that students he's talked to seem to have a different perspective on money and careers than they did even a few years ago.
When they do the financial literacy with them and they learn how much it costs, $4,000 a month that they can make doing one of these technical careers, and then learn that it only takes 2 years to make that money back to pay for their associate's degree at a community college.
Many other vocational programs are also transferable into four-year degrees at places like Northern Illinois University. Agriculture is one of those such programs. Willard Mott is an ag instructor and program coordinator at Illinois Valley. He says that the USDA is projecting annually over the next 5 years, 22,000 agriculture jobs will be open and could be filled by people without the necessary ag degree or experience.
From an agriculturalist standpoint, you know, that's concerning because we're not just talking about, some labor type jobs. We're talking about people who are looking at the ways that we grow and produce our food, as well as people that are going to be setting policies and procedures.
Across the state, schools are looking for increases in higher ed funding like that $5 million for vocational training. But the work isn't done yet, though, says Lang.
We're moving in the right direction, but, I mean, we need help.
But as he points out, it'll take more than what the current budget allots for education to get the state back to what its pre-budget impasse numbers were. I'm Peter Medlin.